Finally, in this session, we will look at an anti-avoidance rule introduced in 1986 to prevent the deduction of artificial liabilities in the death estate. These rules are contained at Section 103 of the 1986 Finance Act. The effect of Section 103 is to disallow the deduction of a debt in the death estate if that debt can be related back to property originally derived from the donor. This is best illustrated by way of a simple example. Let us assume that a taxpayer called Mr. X makes a gift of £500,000 in cash to a donee called Miss Y. This is obviously a potentially exempt transfer, and will only become chargeable if Mr. X dies within 7 years of the gift. Shortly after the transfer, Miss Y lends £500,000 back to Mr. X. This is not a transfer of value for IHT purposes, as there has been no loss to Miss Y's estate. The objective of this transaction is to try to avoid inheritance tax on the transfer. For example, if Mr. X survives 7 years from the gift, the original pet of £500,000 will be exempt. On the other hand, if Mr. X dies within 7 years, the pet becomes chargeable, but the cash of £500,000 in Mr. X's death estate is cancelled by the loan of £500,000 from Miss Y, this debt being a liability for IHT purposes. In essence, what Mr. X is trying to do here is to reduce the value of his estate for IHT purposes by making a lifetime gift, but at the same time still being able to benefit from the property given away. Not surprisingly, there is anti-avoidance legislation to prevent this type of tax planning being successful. The effect of Section 103 of the Finance Act 1986 is to disallow the debt of £500,000 in Mr. X's death estate. Let us assume in the previous illustration that Mr. X dies within 7 years of the gift to Miss Y. As a result, the pet of £500,000 becomes chargeable. When considering Mr. X's death estate, he has cash of £500,000. However, under Section 103, the debt of £500,000 owed by Mr. X to Miss Y is disallowed because it directly relates to property originally derived by Miss Y from the donor. Consequently, the cash of £500,000 will be taxed in Mr. X's death estate. This, in turn, will give rise to another double charges situation, because the same property, i.e. £500,000 in cash, is being charged to IHT twice, i.e. once in respect of the pet, and once within the donor's death estate. As usual, alternative calculations will be prepared, and the revenue will adopt whichever gives the highest liability. In this scenario, if Mr. X survived 7 years from the date of the gift, the pet would be exempt. However, the debt of £500,000 would not be allowed as a deduction in Mr. X's death estate, so the cash of £500,000 would be charged to IHT at that point. There is one practice question to complete this session. However, it is quite a detailed one. In this example, Dominic gave a painting to Louise and therefore made a potentially exempt transfer. Louise returned the painting such that it then formed part of Dominic's estate for IHT purposes. As Dominic died within 7 years of the original pet, we need to consider the double charges regulations. The first calculation will be to charge tax on the pet whilst ignoring the painting in the death estate. The pet in November 2004, after exemptions, is £279,000. This is charged on Dominic's death in February 2011. Dominic's only other lifetime transfer was a gift of £202,000 to a discretionary trust in 2001. This gives rise to a chargeable transfer, after exemptions, of £196,000, thereby reducing the available nil band on death to £129,000. The taxable amount is £150,000, which, when taxed at 40%, gives IHT of £60,000. As the pet was made in November 2003, 80% taper relief is available, reducing the tax on the pet to £12,000. We now calculate tax on Dominic's death estate, ignoring the painting. Dominic's assets, ignoring the painting, were valued at £600,000, The nil band of £325,000 is reduced by the PET in November 2004. The remaining nil band is £46,000, leaving a taxable estate of £554,000. IHT at 40% on the estate is £221,600. To this we add the tax on the PET, giving total inheritance tax due as a result of Dominic's death of £233,600. This is the tax ignoring the return of the painting by Louise to Dominic. The alternative computation ignores the original PET and charges the painting in Dominic's death estate. Dominic's estate, including the painting, is valued at £900,000. As we are ignoring the PET, a full nil band is available, reducing the taxable amount to £575,000. The inheritance tax on the estate at 40% is £230,000. We compare this to the inheritance tax payable ignoring the painting in the death estate. This is £233,600. Therefore, the first set of computations produces the higher liability, so these will be adopted by HMRC. That concludes this session on double charges relief.